T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we are back with Beach and Company. Let me see. This is a text. Why am I not surprised that the group from the tolerant left chose to leave their demonstration site to confront the Trump supporters? Also, sometimes to prove to you that a flower can grow in a manure pile, this is something positive. This is out of KSLA in Shreveport, Louisiana. Before the 24-hour cycle for television stations, when they used to sign on and sign off on a broadcast day, they would sign on and sign off with the national anthem. Well, now that they're on 24 hours, nobody does that anymore. But KSLA in Shreveport, Louisiana, which I think is an NBC affiliate. I could be wrong with that. But KSLA in Shreveport says that from now on at midnight, Monday through Friday, they will, at the beginning of their broadcast day, play the national anthem. And also they'll close the broadcast day on weekends at 11 p.m. So they'll be playing the national anthem, which I'm glad to hear, because I think it's been kicked to the curb by a lot of people.
But, Sandy, that flag represents racism and white supremacy in America. I'm so offended.
Yeah, everybody's offended about everything. But that's all right, Tony. You're a man of color. You happen to be the wrong color. You're white.
I'm tan,
but
actually. That's I got really good tan.
Yeah, I was trying to prove a point, a little tongue-in-cheek, that when they claim every time we hear from them, the fearsome foursome, and I'm not talking about the Rams line, I'm talking about the four freshmen, they remind us as if we need, they should wear a sign. I am a woman of color, because they always describe themselves as women of color, like we didn't know or we would be surprised to learn. That's nice. That's nice. You're a woman of color. That's fabulous. But it doesn't mean you have any extra privileges. You're no better and you're no worse than anybody else. And if you don't believe that, then you got a real problem. Let's go to David in Amherst. David, you're on WBEN.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, David. Tell us what's going on.
I wasn't at the rally yesterday, but I was there in spirit. And
okay.
I will offer a way that we can all come together and have a beer in the end.
Well, let's hear it.
And my response is to the gentleman who called after me on Friday's show from Amherst. And he suggested that because of the climate crisis and the farmlands have dried up in Central America, and most of the asylum seekers coming to America, we don't have to let them in because that's not our responsibility.
Oh, I remember that call, and so did most of the listeners. Go ahead.
And my response to that is this. Thank God there are no Irish bars in Buffalo. Thank God there are no Irish people in Buffalo. Because when the climate crisis happened in Ireland and there was a potato famine and the migrants in Ireland sought asylum in America, what we did is we caged them up. We separated their children from their families, and then we sent them home like we sent home the Germans in the Poles.
Part two. Italians. Crazy, crazy talk. Part two.
They weren't considered white.
Go get refreshments.
They're from asshole.
Thank you. We'll be back right after this important message. Is that the same guy?
I think he forgot to take his medication.
Yeah, I think it's the same guy
that we had
on Friday.
I caught this guy leaving the tailor on Friday. And guys, I apologize. I didn't put two and two together when I put him on. That is me failing at my job as call screener. I apologize.
I wonder if, seriously, that was Friday and this is Monday. I wonder if he has his usual mental health checkup. By now, I think he should have had one. Because that's the same guy as Friday.
Twice coming out of his mom's basement. That's amazing.
He did. He was wise enough, though, to talk to me. He was giving me a whole different shtick.
Yeah,
but I should have. The voice, now that you say something, sounds familiar. Like I said, you took that call as soon as I was leaving the tailor on Friday.
Yeah.
And I heard the whole thing, and it just didn't click. I'm sorry.
So that's what we're dealing with out there. Absolutely. Let's go to Paul in Snyder. Maybe it's Paul Snyder. No, I don't think so. Paul in Snyder, you're on WBEN.
Hey.
Are you Janet Snyder's father?
Yeah, no. Oh, well. Geez.
Be nice to be Janet Snyder's father. Yes, okay, Paul. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hey, Sandy. Right from the get-go today, I love the dueling banjos. And then you guys started talking about food, and I started thinking, geez, maybe we should have just had a picnic out there on the Colonial Circle with everybody. Maybe we could have all got along better.
That's a good idea. Who can argue when food's involved?
Well, I don't know. It might have turned into a food fight.
Food fight. I'm thinking they'd be hurling things at each other.
And then they could complain that we're wasting food, right?
Exactly. Exactly. I'm so tired of this group. All they do is they just want to yap, yap, yap. They don't get anything accomplished. They're not even endorsed by their own party. Their own party tries to distance themselves.
Yeah, and that was one of the reasons I was calling in, is because I was there. I got there at about 10:15, and I parked right around the circle and waited. And there were already Donald Trump, President Trump opposers that were in the circle gathered up there already. I'm guessing, and I don't know, Nate McMurray kind of confirms it in one of his interviews, because Russ Thompson asked him, you know, there's people down there where we're supposed to be. What's the story with that? And Nate replied in the interview, he said, well, I don't know those people. So I'm going to guess that those were the people that were bussed
in. Yeah, strangers. So that's the point. These things take a life of their own. It's not neighbor and neighbor. Suddenly it's people who knows where they're from. They could be from California. They could be from Florida. We just simply don't know. So did you learn anything while you were there?
I did. Well, I was texting in to Joe and Brenda on Hardline, saying that there's people occupying our space. And in any event, so I started to think to myself, if these people got bussed in, Nate McMurray doesn't know who they are, and then we need the police to keep the two groups separated.
Yeah.
Think about it logically. If they came in from out of town, and they don't have anything to do with paying for the police being there, so who gets stuck with paying the bill for the police there that was caused by people that don't even live here?
That's a good point, an excellent point, and it's something for us to ponder. Thank you very much, Paul. Enjoyed talking to you. Thank you. All right, just before the break, add some flavor and fuel your appetite at Gallo Coal Fire Kitchen. You're going to get $20 for just $10 to use on Gallo's unique pizza and more. Save 50% at Gallo's Coal Fire Kitchen in Lewiston. It's the deal of the day for MyBuffaloPerks.com.
I hate the NRA. I hate the NRA. I hate the NRA. I hate the NRA.
I hate the NRA.
It is Beach and Company. Let us go to Jerry in Cheektowaga. Jerry, you're on WBEN.
Yeah, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. Yes, I'm fine. What do you have for us?
Yeah, I was at the rally, and I noticed a few things were kind of strange. I got there early, and there was numerous opponents of the Trump campaigners amongst the crowd, and nobody booted them out. Okay.
They were in with the pro-Trumpers? They just came over?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and nobody said, hey, go back to your own rally?
Yes. I mean, there was one in particular I can remember with the American flag upside down on his back.
Oh, please. You know how you correct that. Turn him upside down. Then the flag is the right way. See, I'm a problem solver.
Yeah, that would work.
Sure. Well, it's amazing because it seems like from what we hear from neutral parties who happen to live in the area, the anti-Trumpers came over to the pro-Trumpers and started problems. And it shows you they have no content if that's all they want to do is come over and disrupt your rally.
Right. And why didn't the police step in? Okay. And they said there was no arrest, but I can tell you there was two people that were pro-Trumpers, and they did hop in their vehicles, and they were cruising around the circle. One was on a motorcycle, actually. And they got pulled over by the police. But it was okay for the anti-Trumpers to drive around and flip us the bird and so forth.
Hmm. Well, I'm glad it didn't get worse than it did. But what annoys me and really bothers me is people bust in from another community, because that means you're just on the list of every time you got something to bitch about, they'll send busloads of people in to support your position. To me, those aren't legitimate voices to be heard. They're bums to be thrown out of the neighborhood.
Thrown out of the country, I think.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. I say, hey, look, you got a border problem? We're right next to Canada. We'll bring you up there. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Yeah, they're bussed in. What the hell does that mean? They expect them to take over Buffalo or something? And that's the kind of thing we have going on nationally now. There are professional problems. And they get on a bus, and I'd love to know who wrote the check for the bus and what other expenses were involved, because I have a feeling these are deep roots, and that's what they do. They write checks, and people show up at rallies, and then you get a mistaken idea that there are more supporters than not. Keep in mind the four freshmen. Somebody said, wasn't the four freshmen an all-white, all-male singing group? Yes, they were. The reason I call these four women the four freshmen is there are four of them, 1, 2, 3, 4, and they are freshman legislators. So I call them the four freshmen rather than the four morons or anything derogatory like that. See, the four freshmen is, you can apply that.
Yeah, you can't say the four donkeys.
No, hey, stop it. They're women of color, Tony.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Don't you know? What are you, a racist?
No, I'm just insensitive.
You know, you get to a point where it's funny. You get to a point where it's funny until suddenly it isn't. And you don't want to get to that point, I can tell you that.
Is it more funny or is it more sad?
To me, it's sad and funny. But I'm used to it. I got a thing from a guy who hates me. He writes every day. He's on the screen now. There he is. He's not on the phone, but he's on the screen. Old 85, that's what I'll call him, because his phone number ends in 85. This idiot doesn't know that his phone number is right in front of me. I know who he is, and I don't care. You can write and say anything you want about me, but how's this? Don't be a dick. That's what it says up there.
Let me take notes on that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm making a note for myself. I was planning to be a dick like Thursday. I guess I won't be. He says, don't cut off people you disagree with. It makes you look small, which I know you wish you were. Oh, gee, that's cuts.
Burn.
Doesn't that?
Wow.
I feel I'm going to turn to dust.
Holy cow.
It's amazing. How can I deal with this?
Right. Oh, fold the tent.
And to the texter's point, you only cut off if the person goes off on some crazy rant or doesn't have a civil back and forth. You don't just merely cut off because you disagree.
Because he wants to go into a diatribe about the potato famine.
Or lies to the call screener.
Or lies to the call screener. Absolutely. That's fine. People were saying you should do more potato famine subjects. Because we looked at our book, and we haven't done any. We should, Tony.
I think, you know, it's because of all the cars that were around, and they were just idling back then, that, you know, that did.
A lot of idling.
Let's go to Gordon in Buffalo. Gordon, you're on WBEN.
Good morning, Sandy. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Gordon. What do you got today?
I just wanted to talk about the rally. I did attend it yesterday, really just to kind of observe.
See what's going on, yep.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's right around the corner from my house, so I wanted to see what it was all about. But I will say, you know, it was pretty civil on both sides. I think the worst elements of both sides were self-policed pretty well. The police did a great job of keeping everybody in order, too. And, you know, that one fight that's kind of being publicized this morning, that really wasn't indicative of the tone of the event overall. From what I observed.
Well, I saw a video of that fight. It wasn't really much of a fight either. They just kind of took a couple of roundhouses each, and that was about it.
Right, right. But I would just hate to see that one isolated incident be used to kind of color the whole event. I observed a great exercise of Americans exercising their First Amendment right on both sides. I really didn't see any nonsense.
Well, that's good, because that's what it's about. You have a right to protest, they have a right to protest, and you should each get your message out without harming the other. That's all we can ask for. Free speech, the freedom of association, we have that constitutionally protected, and we want to keep it there. I don't know how many people who feel deeply about either side would be cowed by anything like this. Yeah, you very seldom learn anything from something like this. You just go in and start chanting and stuff. I don't think it changes any minds.
Yeah. And then one last point I'd like to make about, I've heard the a few times brought up that, folks on the quote-unquote left had bussed people in. But I just wanted to point out, I didn't observe any of that. I live in that community, and I saw a lot of familiar faces on both sides. It seemed to be a pretty organic event on both sides.
I'm glad to hear that, because that was my main concern. That's why I suggested on Friday people not even go, because I thought it could get out of hand.
On both sides I saw folks that I see in line waiting for coffee, at the gas station, at the grocery store. I don't believe that it was, astroturfed to the...
All right, good. Well, that's a good sign, and let's hope that it stays that way. Thank you for your call, Gordon. Appreciate it. Yeah, we had heard, too, from somebody who lives in that area that just observed it, because they live in the area. They definitely saw the anti-Trumpers go over to the Trumpers, and not win them over, just go over to try and intimidate them. And so that's the one thing we know from unimpeachable sources. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. Mr. Beamer, you have a couple of Facebooks for us, please.
I sure do. We will start with Deborah, who says, I wish people would just grow up. We all have opinions to pick. We all believe what we believe. Fighting is not going to solve anything.
Well, usually it does, unfortunately. It shuts up somebody who's yapping. I mean, it'd be nice if fighting didn't solve, anything. But if so, why do we have a military? That's what they do. They
pretty
have
good
to,
one, too.
Yeah. You like that reply?
I like it.
See, I don't want to go politically correct on this. It's nice if you can keep it civil. But when you can't, you can't. You do what your best you can to get your point across. Do you have another one, please?
I do. Jim says it shows how radical the left is. They set up hours before anyone got there, had professionally made signs, and were not even supposed to be at the Trump rally. Starting trouble, calling names. That's the left in 2019.
I think that they're showing their weakness. I really do. I think that they understand that the fearsome foursome there, the four freshmen, are not even supported by their own party. That the proposals are beyond stupid and unattainable. So I guess they're out there because they need something to do. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, we've been talking to a lot of people here on Beach & Company who have been to the rally, and they have different perspectives on it, and I'd like to talk to you. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. You can also go to 30930. That's the text line. That's the big screen right in front of me. And you can also go to our Facebook page. Dueling rallies. Did we learn anything from the dueling rallies? Do we need more of these, or do we need no more of these? KSLA is now going to, they're in Shreveport, Louisiana. It's a TV station. They are going to play the national anthem. at the beginning of each broadcast day and the national anthem at the close of the weekend. So they're doing what every TV station used to do before they went 24 hours. They would have a sign on with the national anthem. But I'm glad to see that, because there seems to be the anthem has been kicked to the curb somewhat, and I don't like to see that. Let's go to Kathy in Cheektowaga. Kathy, you're on WBEN.
Well, good morning.
Hello, Kathy. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome, and thank you for offering this voice here. One of the things about listening here for so long and waiting, I don't want to repeat any of the things that a lot of these people said.
Okay.
But I was at the rally, and I agree with all the people that said that the Antifa people, the Black Lives Matter people were there. I would disagree slightly with, I believe his name was Gordon, because if the Antifa people and the Black Lives Matter people had not been pressuring antagonistically, the police would have never had to been called, because we did not have a problem with them being there. We just kind of mingled. We even mingled with some other people that came who were not in support of us, but we were carrying on a decent dialogue. But then when the police came, they even told those people that we need to split over here because it was for their safety. Now, they were very safe with us until the other people came. With that, too, in some of the reports, you hear them chanting, the other side chanting, go fascists, and then you hear us and the news reports saying, well, we came back with USA, USA. Well, they failed to also note that we had a prayer in the beginning. We did say the Pledge of Allegiance. We sang the Star-Spangled Banner. Off key, whatever, we sang it. Hats off, hands on our hearts. And we even had a couple renditions of God Bless America and
beautiful,
a couple of other songs.
Well, that's good, and it shows your position loud and clear. I like that.
There was an incident there where I had heard that someone from the opposition had put his flag on the ground in front of a TV cameraman, stomped on it, and then someone else spit on it. Now, when word like that gets around, people are going to be justifiably angered.
Yes.
What we did was, and this is something I learned in a mature and respectful manner, keeping focused why we were there, to support and thank our president for all the things he's trying to do in the adversity that he has been facing since day one. We went around in the group and we just told people it's being taken care of. Let's stay focused. We're here. Let's start singing. Let's start doing something. You know, we are here for this purpose only. Let's let the police take care of it.
Did you at any time feel frightened? Did you think that you could be hurt or injured or anything like that?
When the police were not there, yes, I was getting a little bit anxious. Maybe not for myself, but having being a veteran of certain rallies and being able to exercise my freedom of speech, I know that things can change in a blink of an eye.
Oh yeah, all it takes is a spark. On the opposition, were they split evenly among men and women, or were there more men or more women, or what would you guess?
I would say that they were split pretty evenly.
Okay. Because I wasn't sure who'd be there.
Men were dressed in this, you know, they wear those masks.
They're trying to intimidate you.
Whatever. Yeah. It's like, I'm looking at these people. Now, most of us, you know, we're probably more the silent majority. We work most of the time. I'm a senior and I'm still working, so...
Good for you.
I pay my taxes.
Good for you, and you are there doing the right thing. Hey, thank you so much, Kathy. Really appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Yeah, they wear those masks and things. Dumbass. Jeez. Like, oh, I'm scared. You know what we should do?
What's that?
Anytime there's a rally, we should give out free scream masks. You know, the one with the white face going, ah! Because, A, it's a white face. I think that'd be funny. And remember, they're masks of color.
They are.
They're white. Yeah, the scream mask. Nothing scarier than the scream mask. And when they arrive, the others, they shouldn't come on a bus. They should come on a car. And, you know, like 10 or 20 of them should get out of the car. They have to be really little people, just like the clown car at the circus. And then when they get out, they can jump up and down and go boo and put a mask on.
They can get out of a smart car.
Exactly. Everybody's getting out of a smart car. They're not even selling them here anymore. I think they're selling one model now in the USA for the smart car.
You mean there was more than one?
Yeah, there was more than one. Yeah. Now,
wow.
I think that they're going down to one model. That's what I read. We'll take a break and return right at, oh, look at that. Look at that. Exactly on time on News Radio 930 WBEN.
I hate the NRA. I hate the NRA. I hate the NRA. I hate the NRA.
I hate the NRA.
A texter brought up an idea, and I think I've got an idea from the idea, okay? Rick from Lancaster says, free eats is a great way to pack a rally. I might even show up. Well, thank you. Here are my thoughts. First of all, if you want to show, say you want to show support to the president, and the only advantage announcing it ahead of time, yes, at 1 o'clock we're going to be right here. The only advantage to that is that if people do want to join you, they'll know exactly where to go. But if indeed your goal is to get the message out as to why you support this president, I'd suggest something a little different. Instead of going for a mass in one place where the other side can easily say, well, they're going to be right there, and so here is where we'll be. It's almost like a chess game, you know? Instead of doing that, instead of being public about it, I think what you do is you take 20 small groups, two, three people each, and you assign them different times and different places to just show up with their signs and tell people why they support the president. Now, what will that do? The other side will not be able to counter it because they won't know where you are. And by making them small groups of two or three, the odds of anybody finding out where they're going to be are remote because you've got a good tight control on who knows where you're going to be and what time you're going to be there. You go there for 20 minutes, and then you disappear. So you're there 20 minutes, you talk to some people, you hand out some things, then you leave. And you're over there, and you're there for 20 minutes. You're all over the city. You're not in one place where they can come and get you. You're all over the city, and you're only there 20 minutes. So even in our cell phone world, that if somebody came across and wanted to be counter to you, they wouldn't have enough time to do it. Even if they got right on the phone, unless somebody just happened to be in the neighborhood. Now that is a way, that hit and run kind of deal, I think would be very effective. And people would feel, as they say, we use Buffalo as a point zero, as they go in different parts of Buffalo and there's people all over Buffalo then supporting the president. I think it looks bigger. It's much more easy to control. The odds of them finding out where you are, when you are, who knows? Maybe you're there on a Saturday. Maybe you're there on a Sunday. Maybe you go on Wednesday afternoon. Nobody will know. And you put it together like that. You got a better chance, I think, of reaching people with a very little chance of being interrupted.
Well, I can go anywhere in my neighborhood and feel welcomed with other Trump supporters. There are Trump bumper stickers, Trump flags, Trump support everywhere throughout the LaSalle community in Niagara Falls.
What do you like? You like my idea?
Yeah, I do. I think that would work.
I think it would work, too. And people who weren't part of the dialogue become part of the dialogue because they come home and they say, gee, we were shopping today. Every place we went, there was support for Donald Trump instead of one static place.
You can hit malls, strip malls.
One static place, you had to count on people driving by or people who happened to hear it, like on this show, and I'm sure Tom's show included it too. Instead of that, you're all over the place, and you're only there for like 20 minutes, and then you're gone. So there's no way in hell they can keep up with that.
Yeah, you can't have a counter protest.
No, you can't, because I get moistened up when I hear they hate the NRA. I'm the NRA, not some boogeyman. Tony, you play it again for me. I just play it because I can't believe people wouldn't like the national rifle.
I hate the NRA. I hate the NRA.
What are you, a moron?
We love the NRA.
The NRA is America. Watch this. There's like four people at the end.
Yeah, that died out pretty quickly.
Yeah, it went. They got out of lung power.
They're so enthusiastic.
They got out of breath. All right, let's go. Let's go to Brian, I think, will be next in Newfane. Brian, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. I attended the rally yesterday with my wife.
Okay. Both of you went. Good.
Yeah, we debated taking the teenage sons, and then we ended up leaving with the grandma just because it was time to visit anyway. So we didn't know really what to expect. But so we got there probably about, I would say, right around noon. And supposedly after this skirmish happened, we kind of missed that. I didn't see any sign of that. By the time we got there, the circle at Bidwell had the Buffalo police lined across, probably cutting off like 10% of the circle. And the opposition was on the other side, the Black Lives Matter and whatnot. The police were so numerous, you felt safe there. I would encourage anybody to go to one of these things, not with small children, because some of the language gets salty.
Yeah, really.
At any rate, the you know, looking at the opposition, I was surprised to see that they were, knowing that they were supposed to be at Bidwell and Elmwood, I was surprised to see them actually on the same circle that we were supposed to be at. They were holding up these goofy signs, a lot of gay pride flags, which I don't understand. But
yeah, why would gay pride be involved with a protest like this? I don't understand it either.
I don't know. I never heard anything Trump's positions in opposition to anything involving that, so I didn't follow that either. On our side, you saw everybody. There were so many American flags and Trump flags, and you know, just like a previous caller said, we sang the Star Spangled Banner, God Bless America, recited the pledge. The camaraderie was really nice. Like I said, I would encourage anybody to go out there just as a show of support. You aren't changing any minds.
And it's like a history lesson. You're learning what it's like in modern times with people who don't like what's going on and people who support what's going on. I think it's definitely worth it. I'm glad you went.
Yeah, that's very true. I, you know, that's one of the things I got out of it, because you sit at home and you're just like, you know, what can I do? I want to be a part of this and,
yep,
you know, show support and that sort of thing. And like I said, we felt very safe. We, you know, outnumbered the opposition at least 5 or 6 to 1. There were guys and cops all over the place, so you didn't have to worry. Most of their crowd was like the 30-year-old and younger, where most of our crowd was the 40 and over.
Yeah, you're being positioned as old white men. That's what they position all Republicans for. And I have to remind them that old white men started this country, and they set it up the way it is today. So, hey, thanks. I'm glad you enjoyed and visited the protests and took something home from it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Said there were enough cops there, you didn't have to worry about it, so you could protest. I like my idea, though, of mini multi-protests. Two or three people in a place for 20 minutes, going somewhere else, all over town, every different place. Then people just driving around on a normal day would think that it's overwhelming. And the other side doesn't have that advantage. When you're against something, you have to position it as to why you're against it. That's not as easy to do as it is to be pro-something, as in being pro-Trump. We'll be back with more Beach and Company. Were you at the rally? What did you learn? And how about KSLA from Shreveport, starting each broadcast day now with the national anthem? It's, I think, an NBC affiliate. We're back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.